You're listening to Tech Bytes from the Packet Pushers, a 15-minute podcast that gives you a quick but comprehensive look at products and technologies in the real world. Our sponsor today is Big Switch, and we're going to discuss cloud networking, including hybrid and multi-cloud, with new products from Big Switch. Our guest is Paul Ubenhagen. He is CTO at Big Switch Networks. Paul, welcome to the show. Can you get us started with a quick intro of Big Switch Networks and what you guys are up to?
We're a cloud networking company. The best way to describe us is that we enable the Amazon AWS networking experience on-prem. So you're able to actually make a data center on-prem and your own environment operate in the same networking experience that your application team and DevOps teams have come to love out of the VPC experience in AWS. Built on SDNs, you know, it's what makes everything in the cloud work.
I think the thing that I'd like to draw out about it is that Big Switch Networks is using SDN, but when, instead of trying to do overlays or underlays or hardware-defined networking or any of that sort of stuff, we're now talking about a Big Switch Networks that says this virtual private cloud networking that, like they've been doing in AWS, that's a model that everybody seems to want. So can we bring that from the cloud into our data center? And can we have that sort of virtual networking without any connectivity to what's happening underneath? It's bringing that cloud-first networking approach right the way into your on-prem data center.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, if you think about it, AWS pretty much created the de facto user experience that every application developer wants in the world. And it points to just how mature SDN has become. It also points to the fact that, well, a lot of people don't realize it, SDN is everywhere. It's all around you, and you probably don't even realize it. And that's the reason why we leverage it to create that same experience on-prem. So it's a homogenous experience for application people.
And it grew out of it. Like, Big Switch has been around for, you know, 7 or 8 years now, or longer, even 10.
Yeah.
And it's been SDN. But this is your flavor of SDN, and you're driving into the fact that everybody's going to be in the cloud. Is it really true that people look at the way AWS does VPCs and say that's the right way to do networking, and so much so that they want to put it on-prem?
All of our customers definitely do. In fact, our customers will flat out say the reason why they chose us is because we provide the AWS networking experience on-prem. Every application team I know, that's why they use AWS, because it makes networking like a utility, like flipping a light switch. Anything they need shows up as they need it. Well, they can, one person coined the network dread. It's like sitting in rush hour traffic waiting for a VLAN to get configured.
Or how many MAC addresses, how many TCAM entries have I got left on my switch? Or,
exactly.
You know, how many VLAN IDs do I have left? Or how much BGP memory am I consuming? And so you're really bringing that sort of cloud separation where the networking itself doesn't depend on what's going on underneath, but you're still using SDN. And I get the whole package from Big Switch. You sell the switches and the software on the switch and the controller. You don't assemble it out of pieces. You bring the whole thing together.
Yeah, actually, so we're a software company, in fact, actually. So we believe in the white box model. So you can actually buy your switches from multiple vendors that support the ONI. And we install it just like the switch is a server. All right. Automatically, the software gets downloaded. In fact, we have interns that have deployed massive environments, Big Switch, where they were just sat there on an iPad and started plugging in the core links, and it just automatically appeared and automatically saw the VMware host, the Kubernetes environment. Everything just popped up automatically for them. They didn't, the fabric saw it all, just like a cloud should.
All right.
Okay, so that's the background on Big Switch, and your core product is Big Cloud Fabric. Now, my understanding is one of the announcements you're bringing out is that you're bringing Big Cloud Fabric to AWS. Can you tell us what that means?
So we've had a lot of customers experience the on-prem experience of AWS, but it creates a different experience when you've got to log into an on-prem environment, log into Azure, log into AWS, and log into different places and try and see everything. It's created this big shadow IT problem in the industry that pretty much everybody knows about. We took the controller that we have, which actually grew out of the same lab that Google Cloud did in the Andromeda project, and we've enabled it to actually operate inside an AWS region so it can see across multiple accounts, all the VPCs, and give you a complete view, modestly across all of those regions, of what's going on. And so you can actually have the same experience in the same UI. So the productivity becomes the same and better. You know,
the thing about Big Cloud Fabric in the cloud, in AWS and, you know, in the future, Azure and GCP, is that you're actually using their functions. You're not laying stuff over the top. You're not, that to me seems to be a differentiator. You're not trying to put routers in VMs or virtual switches or agents on the boxes. You're doing native.
Exactly. Native is actually the best way to do it, it turns out. Trying to duplicate or, you know, manipulate AWS and what they've done really, really well ends up creating an environment that's just not really good for what the actual team, networking teams or the application teams really want. Trying to take, and basically what you're doing when you do that is you're trying to take the old school 1990s campus data center style and force it into the cloud. And they don't really work well together. Mm-hmm. Our approach is, no, give better visibility of the existing infrastructure because they've done a great job and everyone knows what it is. In fact, the experience inside the BCF controller on-prem is actually that same native experience as well, VPCs too. We don't try and muck around or do overlays or force fit an old technique into a new style. It's kind of like buying a car and asking where, you know, the hay should be put in because you're used to the horse and buggy.
Yeah.
So I'm running this big cloud fabric on AWS. It's an SDN controller. It's giving me a view into all the VPCs I've got running in AWS.
Yeah, you see across all the accounts and all the VPCs, you can see who created what VPCs. A lot of people don't know as well as we have a very large analytics engine as well. So you can actually get analytics about what's going on inside the environments too. As we grow this out, we're going to keep adding in more and more of the AWS services and exposure across all those accounts and all the VPCs.
So this means that an AWS, you know, that the DevOps team can be configuring away their AWS and the BCF, the Big Cloud Fabric, will be able to pick up that configuration so that I can see it. Or I could be using BCF to pre-provision it.
Exactly. If you have a team that's very familiar with doing controller-based thing on-prem and they want to be able to then take that same config and do it on, you know, up in AWS, they can use BCF, or vice versa. If they're used to AWS, they're going to be very comfortable with the BCF on-prem. So it creates a nice, you know, similar experience versus, you know, it's the old days when we used to be in routers and to be two different CLIs and scratch your head.
So this is really multi-cloud. So this, obviously, if you've got a controller on-prem managing the Big Cloud Fabric with the virtual private cloud networking model, and you've got the same thing happening up in AWS or Azure, you want to join those together, right? So this is where Multi-Cloud Director comes in?
Exactly. So MCD basically allows you to have that visibility across all the BCF deployments, which we call pods. We have several customers out there who run numerous BCF pods, and this allows them to see across it. So in fact, one customer right now is using MCD, and they see close to around 40 different pods into one screen that they can manage across the entire environment, no matter where they're located geographically too.
So how does the Multi-Cloud Director come together? Like if you've got the two data centers and they're talking together, you're unifying them as one thing.
So MCD, what it does is it sees each of the pods individually and collects it into a cohesive view across all of the deployments. It basically is a manager over top of all that. So if you want to make changes and see the entire global deployment, you can go directly to MCD and drive down the changes you want. And as well control, because we also have a monitoring fabric that allows that. So we see all those type of controllers, whether you're doing the analytics fabric or the configuration fabric, and get to see all at once. It's not actually moving packets. It's not in the data plane. It's simply driving down the configuration in a common, similar way so that your UI is simple. And it goes really as an API-driven function. Everything we do is API-driven because we really believe in infrastructure as a code and API functionality.
So if MCD goes down, you're saying that the controllers, the individual controllers for your VPCs will still keep running?
Yeah. All right. So within every single pod, there's a redundant set of controllers that are simply driving configuration down to the switches. They're not involved in moving packets at all. It would be a very ridiculous way to build out your network, right? They're just driving down the individual configurations because in an SDN and an API perspective, right, it's got a view of where everything needs to be, and it's seeing where the VMs are and knows to drive down the right policies to the right switch. All the routing decisions, all the switching decisions, all the policy decisions are actually done right on the individual leaf switch. So it knows where the packet's coming from, the leaf switch that is, and it knows exactly where it's going to go, and it routes it directly to that in the class architecture.
So you're not in the control plane. The data plane is in the node. And same for the cloud. Once you configure the function in the public cloud, that function is set. The big whether BCF is there or not doesn't matter if it drops off for 15 minutes or something. Yeah.
And to your point earlier about that's why we're using the native functions, right? We're just collecting what's been configured and allowing you to configure more through BCF. So if someone, you know, if you have an application developer, for example, that uses Terraform to drive a new configuration, and it's automatically going to show up in AWS and it's automatically going to show up in the BCF controller in the cloud. It's going to see that and be able to, if you have a DevOps guy who needs to make a slight change to that or collect the Terraform config out of it, he can do that all directly there because it's seeing the status and driving the status versus actually being involved in the packet move. Because that's why you do native functions. It performs better.
Got it. Okay. So then looking out at the future, you've also been talking about a global VPC option.
Yeah, global VPCs and Google has a form in this as well. And we do agree that the idea is really important as for look at the future of where things are going. And from our perspective, we like the global VPC concept because it allows two forms. One, let's say you want to do a migration from one location to another. Right? Global VPC will allow you to actually extend the segments between them and natively see it as one big VPC. Or the flip of that is, say you want to actually drive template concepts, that you have a set of VPCs in the cloud and you want to move an application on-prem or vice versa, you know, move on-prem to the cloud. You could say, you know, mimic this VPC over here because you have a global configuration of a VPC that you can drive down to multiple locations.
So that means you've got a unified view at the same type of networking happening on the on-prem, in the off, and in any of the other clouds. Like AWS might walk around saying there's only one true cloud, and that's them, of course. But the real answer is there's multiple cloud vendors, and you're going to be in a hybrid cloud environment where you have multiple cloud providers. But you want to have a unified networking construct so that you can see what's going on in all of them. And this is one way to do that.
I think the on-prem too is pretty important as well as we look at the future of networking and data centers for applications, because I think all too often we tend to get trapped in this idea that the cloud is somewhere else. And we lose focus on the fact that application developers need that same experience on-prem. Mm. And that's where the global VPC and the VPC in general comes into play, is that it gives that on-prem should be part of your cloud. You need to look at them all together as one cloud.
I've got a selfish view here. I think if I was an engineer working on a customer, I want to get some career skills around the clouds. If I was working in the sort of SDN, you know, the multi-cloud SDN, which sort of lays this proprietary tool over the top and hides the cloud underneath away from you, you're not getting those skills in AWS or Azure. Whereas I like the way Big Switch is doing it. I could start by getting my cloud looking like my on-prem, but at the same time, I can be buffing up and learning about the cloud that's underneath and putting that onto my resume. I think there's a personal angle here for some people who are listening here who are thinking about, how do I learn about the cloud while keeping things going? And I think that might be a motivator for some people.
That is very true. We have a lot of customers that definitely came from that perspective as well. And then they've gained the benefit of, now that they understand the cloud in a deeper level, they're more involved in a lot of the application development and planning for the future, whether or not it's in AWS or it's on-prem, because now they understand it at a level that they're able to provide guidance and, you know, consulting to the application teams in a way they couldn't before.
Yeah, I guess you'd be speaking the DevOps language, you know, the developer's language. You'd be talking about APIs and VPCs and, you know, the sorts of constructs that a lot of these developers who come from other places into your organization. And you're saying, sure, we can do the VPCs and we can give you the same AWS APIs on-prem, almost the same networking construct. So why didn't you just use those? That takes away a lot of the trauma of, big inverted commas here, digital transformation, this cloudification of your apps, right? And I think that's important.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's why you're doing Terraform, because Terraform is the tool that most people use for multi-cloud. Like if you're on a cloud, like if you're in AWS, you use AWS CLI and their own tools. But if you're doing multiple cloud provisioning, you're using Terraform because it's the one from that is able to work with Azure and GCP and AWS. And Terraform is a better tool than the others from that point of view.
We chose Terraform because we have a lot of customers actually using Terraform on a daily basis. Infrastructure as a code is here, and it's here to stay for very good reasons. It makes deploying applications incredibly easy for those teams, right? So if you're someone who doesn't like Terraform and you want something else, we're actually looking at other, you know, projects as well. But we went based on the fact that we had a lot of customers asking for their ability. So now when you're sitting there as an application developer building out your Terraform file, you can actually see the Big Cloud Fabric, the fabric itself, that whole pod, just like you see AWS's VPCs or Azure's VNets, and drive the configuration via Terraform file just the same way.
And then the Big Cloud Fabric reads that configuration back, assembles it so that you can see what's going on, and away you go.
Yep. Automatically deploys the VPC on-prem, just like the AWS automatically deploys the VPC in the cloud.
Well, that about wraps it up for the time we have for this Tech Bytes. Paul, I'm sure you've piqued some people's interest. If they want to find out more, where would they go?
So there's two places actually really easy for you to try this out without ever having to talk to anybody at Big Switch if you don't want to, or just the BCF in AWS is actually a freemium. And you can find it right on now on AWS Marketplace and try it for free. We do have an enterprise model that opens up even, you know, bigger scale, but if you want to try it out, go there. And if you want to try out what it'd be like in a large environment, you can actually go to labs.bigswitch.com and you can actually, you know, drive a simulated environment through the controller of what it's like to have an actual VPC on-prem like experience too, that way.
Okay, so there's that address. You can also go to Amazon Marketplace or AWS Marketplace and look for Big Cloud Fabric. And we'll have all these links in the show notes that accompany this podcast if you want to find out more. But that does wrap up this Tech Byte. Thank you, Paul and Big Switch, for being sponsors. You can find this and many more fine free technical podcasts along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. Follow us on Twitter at packetpushers. Find us on LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much cloud would never be enough.